Earth and Sky.
Scientists view it as a last resort. They don't really want to do geoengineering.
You're listening to Philip Rash, atmospheric scientist at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. He's talking about geoengineering. That's the process by which humans deliberately alter the atmosphere with an intent to cool it and counter global warming. Scientists believe global warming caused by a buildup of greenhouse gases is happening today.
The particular kind of geoengineering that I work on is called solar radiation management. If we make the planet just a slight bit more reflective, then that might act to cool the planet slightly.
That can be done, said Rash, by using aircraft to continually spray tons of reflective particles of sulfur dioxide high into the stratosphere. These particles could help cool the Earth, but also potentially disrupt rainfall patterns and other natural systems, said Rash.
The best option by far is to reduce the emissions of greenhouse gases, primarily CO2 and methane, but it requires a substantial transformation of the way we produce energy in society. And we're not seeing any evidence that mankind is moving to address that issue.
Dr. Rash and other scientists are now using computer models to simulate what might happen if humans do need to geoengineer the planet. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.